Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the North Gateway Redevelopment Advisory Board. Today is October 3rd, 2019. The time is 8 a.m. And ask the recorder to call the roll, please.
Jason Cox.
Here.
Mike Alley.
Here.
Barb Hay Rush.
Here.
Britton Dinson.
Here.
Nate Levine.
Here.
Jared Martin.
Here.
Pedro Marola.
Here.
Frank Pat. Mike White is absent. Mark Adams is not here yet. And Damian Ballard is absent.
Superb. Thank you very much. Entertain a motion to approve our agenda and our minute. Well, let me clarify. Agenda for today's meeting as well as the approval of minutes from the August 1st meeting.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve today's agenda and the August 1st, 2019 minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Thanks much. Next is public comment. And I don't see any sign-ups or, for that matter, any interested citizens today. So we'll move on past that. Next we move to item 5, which is action items, of which we have none today. So that moves us to 6A. Salem Monument Sign on Portland Road update. And Mr. Bechtel is here to talk to us.
Thank you. For those that know me, I'm Mark Bechtel. I'm the Public Works Operations Manager. And I was here about a year ago.
It was this meeting a year ago.
And one of the programs the city has, which you may not know about because we haven't been able to do a lot with it yet, is each year there's money set aside in the transient occupancy tax fund to improve gateways and entranceways to the city. We've used that money to rebuild the entranceway at between Kaiser and Salem Narrow River Road, High Street Broadway, Spark Street. And so we wanted to take on, a year ago, we wanted to take on the entranceway here on Portland Road. It's an older entranceway. It was built back late 70s, early 80s. It's kind of an older style, but it's actually a wood carved entranceway. And it's seen better days. We went to Lansing Neighbor Association, we went to Northgate Neighbor Association, we came here to get an idea of, you know, how should we proceed? Should we remove it and replace it with a more modern kind of monument style entranceway, or try to restore what was there? And really what we heard from the Neighbor Association and from this board was, well, let's try restoring the existing one. And so we tried. We tried to find a contractor that did wood carving restoration and that was interested in the project, and this is not a high money project. And so we did not get any response. We actually went to the Center 50 Plus wood carvers here because they did work at City Hall. They restored the wood carving doors at City Hall, and they were not interested in the work. And about that time, that location started to become a common or frequent place for homeless people to start living. And so there's been encampments there off and on for several months. And a lot of that's just because of the way it's designed. There's a lot of open space around the sign, and there's enough structure there that makes it convenient to camp. And so, plus they were able to break into the electrical lines before we shut them off, where they electrocuted themselves. So some things have also changed in here. The Northgate Neighborhood Association has kind of changed in their leadership a little bit, and they've expressed an interest in revisiting the idea of restoring the monument as opposed to replacing it with a new monument. And so I'm scheduled to go out to the Northgate Neighborhood Association October 17th. Lansing was kind of ambivalent really about the project, so what I wanted to do was come here and talk to you folks again and see if you would reconsidering your vote to have that sign restored as or versus replacement. We have over $130,000 in this program. Our desire would be to staff and LA to replace the welcome entranceway sign with a more modern monument style sign, with landscaping that would deter transient use of the site with lighting and everything. So that would be very similar to other kinds of monument welcome signs that you see in cities or commercial centers, things like that. We also, staff feel that, given that it is kind of an entrance way to the urban renewal district and the kinds of efforts that you're making to renew the area, that a more modern sign might lend itself to just an image improvement for the area. So, you know, we were very sensitive to the fact that the first sign was carved and constructed by volunteers, but it has been there for probably a good 30 or more years. So I guess the question that I would pose to the board is, would you consider reconsidering your position and let us move forward with a more modern design for the sign? North Gateway has indicated they have a designer that they would like to give us some design ideas, and we're open to that. We would actually, as a city, we would contract to have the sign replaced, and it would all be done through contract, but if somebody has a design they want to share and want to bounce off of us, we're more than happy to do that. Some kinds of more modern signs that you see, entranceways to cities that are, you know, more monument style. They tend to have a lot of ornamental landscaping around them with lighting, and they don't tend to draw the negative attention that the current one is. So I would just like to get your feedback as to what you think. Yes.
If the program is to, or the decision is to go with a new monument sign, redo landscaping to per the suggestion, where is that as far as cost and funding? Is the money in the program satisfactory to accomplish the task?
Yes, we believe there's sufficient money to both build a new monument sign, do the landscaping and electrical work, and actually begin design for the next entranceway wherever that needs to occur in the city. The fund will get replenished again next fiscal year with another $50,000 or $70,000.
Okay.
And then we would actually contract, most likely contract, the landscape maintenance on that, because entranceways require more frequent maintenance than what we tend to give all the other areas on the street system. So we would, like in Kaiser, we have a landscape contractor that's been doing the work.
Okay.
What's the fate of the old sign?
You know, we could remove it in a way that it's not destroyed. And if, like, I don't know if the Neighbors Association would still like to, you know, have it or if somebody wants it, but it's in pretty bad shape. And so, it, you know, I'm open to ideas there.
I was just thinking, if, you know, if it's just kind of going to go away, can't we give it to somebody to give a shot?
Well, we've been trying to find somebody who wants to.
No one shows any interest?
No.
To clarify, so is that asking people to volunteer, or is that with you offered them X amount of dollars, or said this was our budget and they were still like, nah?
None of our contractors of record at the city, and this is, again, the type of thing is we really don't want to go out to bid on something like this.
Right.
It's a very small project.
Right.
And the money it takes to put together bid books and advertisements, all that.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at our contractors of record. None of them were interested. We went to our facilities division. None of their contractors of record were interested. The wood carvers weren't interested. I didn't try going up to Portland or anything, but again, it's not a very big project. It's not it's something that people want to spend a lot of.
What was the budget that you had in mind for paying to have it restored?
Well, we had money available, but because nobody was interested, we had no bids. So we have no idea what they would have charged.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, and is the, when you're talking about the deterioration, is it predominantly aesthetic, structural, or both?
Both on the sign. It would have needed to have had, you know, wood carving restoration done on it and some scroll cutting for this. It's, for those who have been up close to it, it's a beautifully carved backboard where some people do this, it has relief to it and everything. And that's kind of the, it's kind of the part behind the city. There's kind of a city skyline.
Mm-hmm.
The city skyline is just scroll cut, you know, wood. Behind it is a large piece of wood that was carved to give some relief to like the sky and the background. So, I mean, there was a lot of love and attention given to it when it was built. You know, short of just having my own park staff take a stab at it, there just hasn't been any interest in
it. Do any schools in the area have wood carving?
CTEC has a residential construction program.
Yeah, but that's not carving.
They learn framing.
Yeah, I mean, no one has wood carving in Chemeketa or anything?
I don't know, nowhere.
I understand the desire to hold on to something that's been around.
Okay.
The reality is that a wood sign has lived a full and happy life.
Mm-hmm.
And not replacing it with a modern monument sign that's not going to attract some of the negative elements, get the landscaping done to improve the site and create an overall more positive presence. I think if the funds are there to do it, if somebody wants the sign, they can have it and they can, you know, do whatever they want with it as far as using it as a feature or an item in a project, but as a practical matter, as it relates to the city of Salem and an entranceway, not putting a current modern monument sign that's going to have a reasonable life to it, versus trying to salvage a wood sign that lived a full and happy life. I think that's a mistake.
Well, I think it sounds like the reality is, so let me see if I understand where the Neighborhood Association was at, and maybe Frank, you can fill in the gaps here. So there is, you know, I think, like you said, a good bit of, I don't know if you call it nostalgia, well, you could call it nostalgia or historic preservation, depending on your outlook, right? But then there was, okay, we have this desire, but where is the juice and the skill set to get it done? Is that kind of...
Well, and again, I'm not going to say there aren't wood carvers out there that would love to tackle this. This has also not been a high priority project for our department.
Right.
We were trying to keep the water safe to drink this year. So, but, you know, if we know of a company or an artisan that would want to take it on, well, they, you know, we'd be happy to work with them. But
mm-hmm.
Based on the previous direction we had, but my understanding is that the Northgate Neighbor Association has also kind of changed its position, and I'll know more on the 17th, but they are more interested in possibly replacing the sign.
And to be clear, I'm pretty much okay with a new one. I just don't want to see that one get thrown away. Mm-hmm. I'd rather it go somewhere and let somebody try that wants it, you know, like a school or somebody wants to try and do something with the sign, let's do that before we just get rid of it. Didn't have to go back, but it could go somewhere cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's...